two leading Republican presidential candidates have been arguing over a classic Republican issue. The issue is who's tougher on taxes and spending. It's an odd issue for both of them because the candidates are Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney. One was mayor of New York City and one was governor of Massachusetts, which means both presided over high-spending East Coast governments. NPR's Scott Horsley examines their rhetoric and their records.
In order to convince voters that he's a fiscal conservative, Mitt Romney has spent a lot of money, much of it his own. In the last week, Romney's launched the biggest advertising blitz New Hampshire has seen all year in order to let Granite State voters know he's taken a pledge against raising taxes.
I signed the tax pledge because I want everyone to know where I stand. We've got to get taxes down.
New Hampshire pollster Dick Bennett says many Republicans have trouble believing that, though, since they know Romney primarily as the former governor of neighboring Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is lovingly referred to as Taxachusetts by people in New Hampshire. They're Republican voters who say to us, he can't be that conservative if he were elected governor.
Over the last week, Romney and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani have been fighting a long-range battle over taxes and spending. The fight turned to close quarters in Michigan Tuesday when Giuliani shared a stage with Romney at a GOP debate.
I brought taxes down by 17%. Under him, taxes went up 11% per capita. I led. He lagged.
It's baloney, Romney countered. In order to cut taxes, you have to cut spending, and he chastised Giuliani for fighting the line-item veto when President Clinton used it to cut Medicaid spending on New York City hospitals.
Mayor Giuliani took the line-item veto that the president had all the way to the Supreme Court and took it away from the president of the United States. I think that was a mistake.
When it comes to taxes and spending, neither man is above padding his resume. Romney did try to cut the income tax in Massachusetts, as he claims, but he failed to persuade the Democratic legislature. And some of his spending cuts merely shifted costs onto local governments, says President Mike Widmer of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation.
I'd give him some pluses and some minuses. The various kinds of claims that he and Giuliani and others have made clearly don't reflect these shades of gray which existed while he was governor.
For his part, Giuliani did win big tax cuts in New York City, but some of the 23 tax cuts he takes credit for were initiated by the state government. Ronnie Lowenstein, who heads the city's independent budget office, adds that Giuliani left the city facing a multi-billion-dollar deficit even before the September 11th attacks.
Certainly Mayor Giuliani cared deeply about tax cuts and pushed them at a time when few other politicians locally were doing so. Whether he deserves credit or blame for that is a different question.
By the standards of Massachusetts and New York, both men are fiscal conservatives. But now they're playing to a tougher crowd, the famously tight-fisted, tax-hating Republicans of New Hampshire. Romney's counting on an early win there to boost his momentum, while Giuliani sees New Hampshire as a chance to stop Romney in his tracks. Political scientist Dante Scala of the University of New Hampshire says the prize could go to whichever candidate seems tougher on taxes.
New Hampshire is one of the places nowadays where fiscal conservatism actually plays a leading role as opposed to social conservatism.
Recent polls show Romney's lead in New Hampshire shrinking. Pollster Dick Bennett says many Republicans tell him to record their preference in pencil because it could easily change in the 3 months until the primary. Scott Horsley, NPR News.